starting this coming inward, grounding in the body. Feeling those places of contact, the floor, cushion, or chair. If you're laying down now, that contact has changed. Let yourself be held by the ground beneath you. Feeling the breath, an expansion of the body as you breathe in. It's that sensation that lets you know that you're breathing. That relaxation as you breathe out. Now, I want you to see if you can have a sense of where this care for yourself, where that lives in your body. So how do you orient to this heart, this open heart towards stress or difficulty? And it might be at the heart center. It might be down in the belly, kind of in the gut. Maybe it's the whole body. See if something makes sense to you, and then you might bring a hand or both hands there. Just bringing in that touch one more time. I want you to breathe fully into this space, this part of your body. And if it's the whole body, then imagine your whole body is breathing. And as you're breathing in, I want you to imagine that you're breathing in all that you're needing, all of the care and the compassion, the safety. Maybe it's just being known. Breathing all of this into your body, that even though sometimes it feels like there's so much lack out in the world, there is a balance that where there is lack and difficulty and sorrow, destruction, there's also the care, compassion, love, generosity, gratitude. There's a wholeness. So you can breathe this in. Feel yourself surrounded by that. And as you breathe out, releasing that same care back out into the world. staying connected with this place in your body where you're associating this care for yourself. Staying connected with that place. And now bringing in what are called compassion phrases. These are well wishes that you say in your mind to yourself at this time. They're meant to be simple. And they're meant to point to what is a deep well of care and compassion, even love, that's in within yourself. Sometimes there's a lot of clutter on top of that well. It's hard to even recognize. And so with these phrases, we begin to awaken this part of ourselves, bring it into, at the very least, our intention. And a compassion phrase could be something like, may I hold this difficulty with compassion? Or this stress with compassion, sadness with compassion? And then you breathe with that intention. May I hold this difficulty with compassion? And then there might be something more that's needed. Like, may I be safe? May I accept myself as I am. May I be tender with this part of me. So some phrase that touches into a need that your stress may have. Knowing that just like everything else, they change, they come, they go. Stress and its manifestations, it changes and it goes. It comes and it goes. It's not permanent. A dear teacher of mine would remind us, say, everything will be all right in the end. And if everything isn't all right, then it isn't the end. So knowing this impermanent nature of whatever your body has been holding on to and your heart has been holding on to, you can speak to that. Wishing, may I find ease. May I find peace through this challenge, through this stress. May I have ease. These are just examples of what a compassion phrase might be. So you can continue with these, or you might find a different phrase that works for you. Something that points to this capacity of the heart to open in face of stress and difficulty. And instead of closing up and turning away, it becomes vulnerable and available for these parts of ourselves that are dearly needing it. May I hold this stress with compassion. May I be safe. May I be tender. May I be at peace. Breathing with each phrase, letting the words resonate. And if it feels like, well, they're just phrases, it's not really working for me, just know that it probably is. It's working its magic, even if it feels robotic. Just give it some time. If you're struggling, what is it like to fold that struggle in instead of fighting it? Fold it into the compassion. May I hold this with compassion. Fold it all in. Nothing left out. And now staying connected with yourself, we're just going to widen our circle of compassion. It might help to imagine in some way just all these beings on this planet who might right now have similar challenges or at least experiencing similar stress and the manifestation of stress. No need to get into comparing mind. My stress is more than your stress, or other people's stress is more than mine. Mine is so petty. Suffering is suffering. It's not a competition. That in this world, there is so much stress and dis-ease. Can extend that compassion and also imagine bringing back in that truth that in this world of real challenge and stress and dis-ease, there's also so much compassion, so much care. That you are part of this circle of care. May all these beings be held by compassion. May we all have safety. And we all care for our challenges. May we all have peace, extending that compassion outward. So it's not just you, that you can be part of this compassion for all beings. That we are all somehow linked in our suffering, but also in our great capacity to care, to love. May we all be held with compassion. May we all be at ease. This image comes to mind of this great compassion swirling through the planet, wrapping around all of these beings who are needing it. Feeling part of that web of possibility and capacity. May we all be held with compassion.